الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, a few reminders. We keep on learning, and what we learn and we find very beneficial, we enjoy sharing it with our friends also. We all can benefit as well. So one great thing that we have learned is that it comes in the hadith, an authentic hadith of Tabarani, that a person will read 100 times Durood Sharif a day, which takes 3 to 5 minutes according to a person. Then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala writes on his forehead, Bara'atum minan nar wa bara'atum minan nifaq, that this person is free from the fire of Jahannam, he will not enter it. And is free from nifaq, hypocrisy, a thing which we all fear so much, that I'm a hypocrite. Just before, in that little effort of ours, and we get this great reward. The same reward is mentioned also for a person who makes 40 days his namaz with jama'at, takbir-e-ula, which is not easy. That means 200 namazes, 40 days times 5, all our namazes. But they are, mashallah, those fortunate people who years and years, the takbir-e-ula, they don't miss. Allah make us also among them. And by trying it one time for 40 days, inshallah, Allah will give the tawfiq that for life, inshallah, we will be able to read our namazes with takbir-e-ula. But anyway, that is an effort. It is a challenge. 40 days to manage our namaz, wuzu doesn't break, it's on time, something last minute didn't crop up or something, to make it on time. The same reward is also mentioned for a person who makes 40 namazes in Masjid-e-Nabawi, in the Masjid of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for 8 days. 5 times namazes, also the same virtue, bara'atu minan nar, bara'atu minan nifaq is mentioned. There, many people do it. Allah give us all tawfiq. But still, it is not so easy. To read Durood Sharif 100 times is the easiest. And then again, one great, great, great benefit besides that is that Durood, our namazes, we know what is the condition of our namaz, whether it's here, whether it's in Masjid and Nabawi. But Durood Sharif is that ibadat, as-salatu ala nabi mustajabun qatta. 100% Durood Sharif is accepted. There is no doubt in the acceptance of Durood Sharif. So that is such a great, really, May Allah give us to understand the value of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, of Durood Sharif, anything connected correctly to our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What great, great value it has got. The clothes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, his sword, etc., his animals, whatever was connected to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, what value it has got by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Also, we learned and that there are many riwayat, and the ulama putting all the riwayat together, the sum total, the conclusion is that it is also 100% correct to make amal on this, and the reward is also 100% correct. And that is after our Isha namaz, which is our four faras, two sunnate muakkada. A person who will read four nafils gets the reward of the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. So every night we can get that. Just by making that four rakat nafil. And the great buzurg, there four nafils, two nafils, should take them 2 hours, should take them 4 hours. Hours is 2 minutes. And if we make just that 2 minutes, we make our nafil. After faras, four nafils we make. And normal procedure, after the two sunnate muakkada, two nafils, our witr we normally read, and two nafils again. And each, and how many people are doing it, and the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr for every night. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. With regard to the virus, the pandemic, there is so much of protection that we have been given. May Allah give us all tawfiq to use it. One great protection is the seerat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let us all make it a point in our homes. We make ta'aleem of seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There are many kitabs which are written. Make sure it's a good authentic kitab on the seerat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Some are nice and short also. Some are much more in detail also. But every night with the family, read this kitab. It is great protection. And at the same time with that, Durood Sharif. If we can, with the family, we read the 40 Duroods. Or just our ordinary Durood also, we sit together, then we know it gets done. When we get separated, many times it gets left out. Demand comes, taqaza, that taqaza comes, then it gets left out. This is great, great protection. Together with that also, very great protection, the three quls, the last three surahs, full, 3 times each, with bismillah each time. The fiqa min kulli shay, it is protection from everything. So read that after fajr, it's protection, it comes in the hadith till maghrib time. After maghrib we read it, it's protection till fajr time. So that also we should try and read regularly. And try and make sure the whole family, everyone reads it also. And Allah's system also, Allah is so merciful, so kind. That which was of absolute necessity for us, like in our worldly matters, most thing that we need, more than water also, is oxygen. Allah made it freely. At the moment we are all breathing in oxygen. And Allah has put our machinery inside the lungs, that takes that oxygen in, and then it supplies it to the blood, the whole blood and the whole body, that oxygen from the heart, it supplies to the brains, to the every tissue, every fiber of the body. And we don't even think about it. And we don't pay a cent for it. Free of charge Allah is giving us. So like that in our deen also, what was the most important and valuable, there are a lot of other duas, but everyone doesn't know them, and some of them are not so easy, some of them are long also, but the three quls, everyone knows the three quls. And just to read it, how long, what time does it take? So every day after fajr, the three quls also we read, but bismillah each time. This is great, great protection. Take our protection, and then see what how Allah Ta'ala will protect us. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, and many, when plagues came, plenty of plagues came in the history of man, Muslims also, on the Sahaba also, when they chose these ways, Allah removed these plagues also. So let us use the correct what Allah has given us, the real correct protocols. Use these, make sure that we do this. Other things we emphasize so much, but the real thing that is going to protect us, we don't even pay attention to it. Pay attention to it and then see the help of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. In this ayat kareema, let us get it correct. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Everything that has got life has to taste of death. Everything that breathes, plants also, animals also, everything. Allah has decreed maut. Maut is decreed for every person. It isn't a heart attack that kills a person. How many people survive heart attacks? And severe heart attacks also they survive. Cancer doesn't kill a person. How many people, one good friend of ours, he has passed away, Allah grant him Jannah. He said that heart attack doesn't kill a person, maut attack kills a person. When maut is written at that time, even no heart attack, nothing. You're just sitting. How many people? They're just sitting and then they've just passed away. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Aashiq Ilahi Mirati Rahmatullah Alayhi was in Madinatul Munawwara. He was ill towards the end and all old age, the whole baggage which it comes with. So it was Ramadan and he wasn't sleeping. So his wife also getting upset. She said, sleep away, what's wrong? Why are you not sleeping? He said, what can I do if sleep is not coming? Let me read Quran Sharif. He was just reading Quran Sharif, lot of Quran Sharif. Then it was Ramadan, 27th night, Friday, Medina Sharif, and a normal procedure, how in all our homes we have, the wife prepares the sherry, everything, and then she calls the husband, oh, you know, he comes on his time, you know what time, now he's coming, etc. He's not coming. She went there, then the wife gets a bit upset also, shouts a bit also, that what's wrong with you, why are you not coming? He already passed away in sajda, Allah. 27th night. So when the time is written, what will come? And each one is going to taste. No matter what we do, nobody can stop maut. And that is our aqidah, our belief. And those who don't believe, it's their belief also, they don't accept their belief. Mm-hmm. They also know that when maut comes, you can do nothing whatsoever. They become very angry with maut. A mu'min loves maut. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu told one sahabi, when he was going to the marketplace, he said, to see if they are selling maut, buy it for me. That I would like to have maut. They should look forward to maut. And in the plagues also, they looked forward. Allahu Akbar. In jihad, it's unbelievable how little children, not yet baligh also, standing on their toes, making them big. And the sole object was maut. And which maut? Shahadat. They coveted it. We are frightened for covet. And they coveted a shahadat in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Because if our yaqeen comes, what Allah has kept in the akhirat. And now presently also, how many people who are passing away, people seeing them in their dreams, what beautiful gardens they're sitting in. What wonderful enjoyment they have got. And they are saying that enjoyment is here. That come away, yeah, the real enjoyment. We are fooled by this dunya. This dunya, mata'ul ghurur, is just a box of deception. We are thinking this is everything, that we have to live for this dunya, we have to die for this dunya. No, for deen, for akhirat, to meet Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Allah give us that yaqeen, that full conviction, not only on the tongue. Today a person speaks that Allah does everything. One person explained it so well. Allah's qudrat is over everything. Allah is the sole doer. But he puts but there. And that but negates all this, erases it out now. Allah. Now whatever he's going to say in front. And a very nice example he gave, you want to buy a car, your dealer is telling you this car is very, very good. These features, that features, very economical. Everything, a lot of things, but then your ears open up. What is the but? There's some noise somewhere. Now that car is off your heart. Now you're not going to buy that car. The price was right. Everything was right. Everything. But the but came, everything. You want to get married to a boy, a girl. And he's telling you all the good qualities of the person. He's got this, she's got this, everything. But after the but, everything is negated. Just like that, we say, how many of us, we give bayan also. Allah is the doer. Allah controls everything. Everything is in the hands of Allah. But it should have been the opposite. We say, take your precautions, permissible precautions, not stupid and illogical precaution. The proper precautions, take all your proper precautions, everything, but all that also negate it. Allah is the doer. Well, finally, Allah is the one. Everything is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. And the longest life Allah has given is to shaitan. He asked Allah Ta'ala for a long, long life. More longer than Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam, it appears that he lived for about 1,050 years. 950 years was his nabuwat. And he preached for so long. But then he also passed away after over 1,000. Who else lives for so long? Hey, shaitan will live, but finally shaitan is also going to die. Only kullu man alayha faan. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Allah Ta'ala is forever. Everything will come to an end. Allah is forever. So we're going to die. We are not here to live. We have come to die. The most definite thing is death. And the most indefinite thing, most doubtful thing is life. A beautiful Arabic saying, some Arab Jamaat brothers told us, I just can't find it saying anywhere in the Arabic. They say that if you hear somebody is still living, you must be surprised. And if you hear somebody has died, that was natural. As we are sitting now within ourselves, blood clot can come somewhere. Hey? And you get brain hemorrhage or whatever else. And you die. Heart attack can happen now while we are here. Anything can happen to a person. How many instances like that? All the people at a function, suddenly one person just died. And it can happen to anyone. So that is, and the amount of things that are surrounding us, the amount of things that are around us, and now with the virus, we know, we are hearing all the time, so many people have passed away, this one has passed away, that one has passed away. It could be me, I could have been the one, anyone, and it can come to any person. And the virus is not 14 days, not 10 days, it comes and it can take you immediately also. And how many people go so quick also? And besides the virus, one crime incident, one bullet shot, one motor car accident, we're hearing today of families getting wiped out. In a motor car accident, whole family is wiped out. Everyone, parents are gone, children are gone. What and what? In the other places, war-torn areas where bombs are falling all the time. Whole families, whole communities are dying. So it can happen to every one of us. So that is not the big thing. Mort is definite. It is that how our mort will come. That is important. That how will my mort come? Will it come on Iman or not? Will I have Islam or not? Today, with all this, so many things, negative things which are impacting on us, it must not happen that we are losing our Iman. And then maut is still going to come. Whether we got Iman, maut is going to come. We haven't got Iman, maut is going to come. The important thing is that Iman must be there. And those who are ready for maut, how fortunate are they not? Whose Iman is made, we trust and we know the real life is the life of the Akhirah. And that eagerness is there in us. There are so many people. One good friend of ours in Lanesia, many of us heard the incident, where he said, Maut came and then he read Kalima Shahadat loudly. And then he's speaking, all were wondering, and they realized he was speaking to Malakul Maut, telling, take me now, I'm here, why are you not taking me? Take me. Eager to go. That is how it should be. The end we should, the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has so many explanations, so many ayat of the wonderful enjoyment of Jannat. And we hear it all the time. We listen to it. It should come into us. That craving for Jannat should come to us. For a mu'min, this world is a prison. A dunya sijnul mu'min. is a prison for a believer. It is a person who is not eager to live in a prison. Everyone wants to get out of the prison. So that is how, if Iman is within us, we will want to come out of this life. And that also we should see, many of us, we give du'as to one another. Most common du'a, may Allah give you long life. As if life is the most important thing. And having a long life, there are so many people with their long lives, they are burdened to themselves, they are burdened to others also. All the sicknesses that come, all the difficulties, hardships that come with it. So just a long life. Some people say with afiyat. Even with afiyat, but if it isn't in the obedience of Allah, if it isn't in the obeying the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, with afiyat you're living a life of sin, that is even worse. You are preparing more yourself more for the fire of Jahannam. Yes, if it is a long life in the obedience of Allah and pleasing Allah Ta'ala, serving the deen of Allah, making jihad and going out in the path of Allah, well, if it is for that purpose, then a long life is Mubarak. But we find so many, even our buzurg, that they said that even if we have all that, we prefer death. They coveted death. They desired death. Death was lovable to them. Al-maut is a gift for a believer. It is a gift. Al-mautu jasrun yusalul habib ilal habib. Maut is that bridge that joins a lover to his beloved. We all know when we got married now to meet the wife, we were eager. Any delay or anything, it was upsetting. We just want to be with your wife. And all the wives of the world and all the love people Allah put in the hearts of the man for their wives, and they want to be keen and meet them. The creator of all that is Allah Ta'ala. So what is the love of Allah? And to go and meet Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So Allah give us this, that desire really. It isn't something to be frightened of. Something that today we don't want to talk about mort also. Many of us, we say, don't even speak about it. And that is not the way of a mu'min. We should be desirous. And Allah save us from difficulties, sakarat. And that a person goes eagerly to Allah Ta'ala. So kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Wa innama tuwaffawna ujurakum yawm al-qiyamah. And all your efforts, the real result of it, you will be given the result on the day of Qiyamah. That is where we will get. If by Allah Ta'ala gives, by way of commission, enjoyment in this dunya, you do good deeds, Allah gives you a good life here, keeps you comfortable here. That is not the pay, that is just the commission. The pay is only on the day of Qiyamah. And if we do wrong and we find difficulties in our life, that is also just the side effects of it. The actual pay of the evil of ours will be also on the day of Qiyamah. And when that will be brought and it will be set forth for everyone, everyone will have his things, all the good and all the bad. Our actions will be weighed. Allah Ta'ala will, our anama amal, our record of deeds will be presented. فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَا عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَاز. That is success. The real foes and faz is on the day of Qiyamah. A person who is made, فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَا عَنِ النَّارِ, is kept away from the fire of Jahannam. And is saved from the fire of Jahannam. How many of our actions, what haven't we done? We are deserving of the fire of Jahannam. By Allah, by His Fadl, on the day of Qiyamah, He saves us. وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Not that you entered Jannah, you will be made to enter Jannah. Allah in His mercy and kindness makes a person to enter Jannah. فَقَدْ فَعَزْ. That is success. Today we got it. How many properties I got? How many investments I got? How many crooked coins I've got? How many offshore investments? All the things of this dunya, that is what we attach value to. What degrees of this dunya I've got? All those things, That is not going to help us. All this, that is only for this dunya. The real that life there, for eternal that life, that is what we have to, and that is what a mu'min looks forward to. That real life of akhirat, that eternal life, to get saved from Jahannam. Yeah, the world can laugh at you when you do something and they regard you as backwards, they regard you as a stupid person, but you are doing it with iman. And you are doing it to please Allah. And on Qiyamah's day, that reward that you will get. And forever and ever that reward. And yeah, if you get engaged in this dunya, the world can praise you. You are doing interest business. You are doing backdoor business. You are doing all wrong things. And you are living it up here in this world. The people are praising you. That is total destruction for a person. That is not going to help a person. How many people who live their very simple lives, just ordinary people, street sweepers. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written, to save your iman and you just be a street sweeper and you earn that little bit, that is better than earning billions on the other side and you losing your iman. The whole world with everything. Today our idea is flashy motor cars, beautiful mansions, gardens, sprawling gardens, swimming pools, all the other amenities and all those things. We think these people are really living it up and enjoying. Yeah. And we see somebody who is living hand to mouth. He's making a difficulty he's making ends meet, but he's in halal. His namazes are in order. He's in the obedience of Allah. This person is better than billions of those other type of people. Whatever the people of this dunya have got, that is nothing. That's not the criteria, and not of a mu'min at all. The real criteria is our deen, how much of deen a person has got. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with this reality and to understand. فَمَنْ زُحْزِعَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَوْدْخِ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازْ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This dunya's life is just a mata', what we will call in our language scropla. Like you have that in the kitchen, the ladies got that one left, something, fadu, scropla, something messed here. You and then you don't like to handle it also. And even after you hit to handle it, that is mata'. And on top, that is still, it cleans that dirt and that. But this dunya is mata'ul ghurur, deception. The faduk of deception. The scroplap of deception. That it isn't really. That scroplap still absorbs the dirt. Or whatever spilt up in that. This doesn't even do that. This dunya, it causes you harm all the time. This dunya destroys. And the main attack of the dunya, the virus will attack your lungs, etc. You'll get blood clots, etc. Other things. But this dunya, it will destroy your heart. It destroys your iman. It attacks your iman. This dunya attacks your brains. And you can't think properly. Just think. And how many people there were? Fir'aun, what happened to him? Like that, he was a person that, ana khayrun minhu. I'm better than Musa alayhi salam. That this rivers of Egypt, they flow by my command. And they flow at my feet. And they are under my control. What and what didn't he have of this dunya? Haman, how much didn't he have of this dunya? What and what? Qarun, all these people, many other people also. Abu Jahl, who was first known as Abu al-Hikam, the father of wisdom. They regarded him as, but he couldn't accept, couldn't understand, La ilaha illallah. We must make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. With our tongues outwardly, we accept La ilaha illallah. Now it is our effort. We should make that effort that the reality of La ilaha illallah, that Allah alone is the doer, not my position, not my money, not my know-how, not the doctors, not the lawyers, no one can do. Allah alone is the doer. That La ilaha illallah, fa'alam annahu La ilaha illallah. Allah alone, know it well that Allah is there. Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. Your Allah is one Allah. All these things of this dunya, today how much of us, and at the time of Maud, وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, not what is on the tongue and our bayans, and what we are explaining is going to be taken. Not what is in the brains is going to be taken. What is in the heart? To understand this, for example, it's common, husband and wife, they sometimes have a heated argument. So a wife told her husband, you know, you, whatever I tell you, it goes in here from the one ear and it comes out from the other ear. I tell you, buy milk, you must come with milk, with bread, but nothing registers. You don't do, this work must be done, that work must, you're just not doing anything. He, in his anger, he said, you know, you, everything what goes in here from the ear, it comes out here from the mouth. Then she screams and she shouts and she's talking. So what goes in the ear, it has to go, it mustn't go out here. It mustn't come out from the mouth, it must go into the brain. And from the brain it must go to the heart. And on the heart, it is at the beginning on the top of the heart. And then with zikrullah, doing proper zikr like now, Allah reward maulana, mashallah, Allah, Allahu, Allahu, Allahu. The zikr of Allah and the company of the real righteous and pious people, then that iman goes from the top of the heart into the crevices of the heart. It has to reach that place that if we are cut up into 1,000 pieces, but the iman doesn't come out. It is there. We can be burnt alive, but it is there. Today, one announcement and our whole language changes. And our whole decisions change. According, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. Jibreel alayhi salam, same with that ayat. And the end of the deen was completed. It was sealed and it was finished. No new deen can come. But today we hear one announcement and now new rulings. Our namazes change. Our masjids now, which they start closing, etc. All because of one announcement. No, the deen cannot change like that. That iman must be in our heart. And that conviction and what Allah has taught us, nothing can come over that. That deen is final and the most superior, the most modern and the most in thing is the deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is for not only for Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, for the whole world, the east and the west, the north and the south. Whether it is at the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whether it was 1,000 years later, 1,500 years later, and whatever time, there is one deen. Inna deena inda Allah al-Islam. Islam. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. It will not be accepted from that person. This is that one deen, and we have to stick to that. We must refresh this lesson all the time. Bring it into us. The masajid, they are the super spiritual centers of our protection, for our barakat, for the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has made the masajid. In the plagues of before, people used to come to the masjid and make i'tikaf in the masjid. Not close the masjid and stay away from the masjid. The people used to come to the masjid. When times of difficulty, it's time to go to Allah, not away from Allah. And you go to the houses of Allah. The houses of Allah are the royal palaces of Allah Ta'ala. And a person who closes the king's palace in any country, the palace, if he goes and he makes problems there, he doesn't allow things to function as it's supposed to be functioning. What great punishment. Allah says, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ. These are the palaces, the houses of Allah, the palaces of Allah Ta'ala. And this is the upkeep of this. It's our responsibility that for the ibadat of Allah, we have our masajid and we have the ibadat going as it's supposed to go. May Allah give us this understanding and let us have this reality. So Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala has given us the short life of ours here, and it is to prepare for that eternal life. It isn't that here in this dunya you accumulate all your money, make all your investments, you get degrees after degrees, degrees after degrees, and finally you leave everything behind. Nothing comes with us in the akhirat. That is the height of stupidity. Even if there wasn't religion and any religion to guide us, that you make so much effort for what is going to be left behind. We are taught in, Allah taught us through all the religion and so beautifully, and Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who made his day into night and his night into day, that this message comes to the ummah, comes to mankind, that your life is the life of the akhirat. That is what you have to live for. At the time when Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam was leaving this dunya, he was given a choice. You can live more in the dunya if you wish to come to us. He chose to be with Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. Hey, that is the greatest enjoyment, is to be with Allah ta'ala. And Allah give us tawfiq. This time in this dunya is not to spend on our phones, waste our time on our phones, and with our little children, let them be watching cartoons, etc., comic strips, etc., and all the other things. For grown-ups, it's now our time is not yet to be watching films and commentary, soccer, cricket, all these things are totally destructive. We are here that we can prepare, get the reality of deen. We are here to understand and get the reality of the enjoyment of reading Durood Sharif. That it becomes a pleasure to read Durood Sharif. We look forward to it. It becomes that to take the name of Allah is the most sweetest thing. One time, Hazrat, we were with Hazrat in Malawi, and one poem, I went and asked Hazrat the meaning of it. When I said the poem, Hazrat just went into a trance. The enjoyment he got of that, then he gave the whole explanation on that poem. So that enjoyment of being with Allah Ta'ala, enjoyment of namaz, that we enjoy our namaz, coming to the masajid, these are the houses of Allah Ta'ala. These are the for a namazi, this is his house, the masjid. And for a believer, these are the cities of the believers. Like we enjoy going to the city, going to this part of the city, that what all the things which are in the cities, all the shopping malls and all the other things. There is a soccer stadium, there is a cinema. All those things, the real cities of a believer are the masajid. And he enjoys being here. And on the day, not only seven people, but more people will get the shade of the throne of Allah Ta'ala. Amongst them are those people whose hearts were attached to them. This is what we have to develop, that attachment to the masajid. Today we want to be the last to come to the masjid, the first to go away. Yes, yeah, we should be. My Ustad Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh explained that when they were in India, in Dabil, one person, and that time hearts were clean. They could tell people what they want to. So they told this one person, to mutta ma muttu shaitan. You are the biggest shaitan. He came, and he didn't take, he asked why. See, to masjid ma chhello aave, ane pillo jai. You come the last to the masjid, and you are the first to go. And then they correct themselves, their heart. Today, big fights upon that. Today, you can't tell person, you have to think so much. How diplomatic must you be? How must you choose your words? When must you tell him? No matter how, the people take, husband can't tell the wife today. Wife can't tell the husband. We all just take offense. We are not sincere that we want to correct ourselves. A person who is sincere, whoever will tell him, even a little child, he will appreciate it and he will be thankful that you corrected me. You told me my mistake, what I was doing. They will appreciate it. But who are you to tell me? Hey, today is a different attitude. So Allah give us tawfiq. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that today for a Shaykh to tell a murid also has become difficult. Hey, nobody is really prepared. Even the murid say, for me you mustn't worry, you must tell me as it is. And how many you tell the person, and that's the end now of the ta'alluq. Hey, but as long as you praise him, that now you, what to say about you? MashaAllah, what qualities you have got. Oh, you praise the person, he feels nice. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand the reality of things, that the real life is the life of the akhirat. It isn't this temporary life, and that also Allah has been so kind for our protection, the real protocols Allah has given us. Read Sirat Kitab in our homes. read Durood Sharif. If we can, Fadaile Durood of Hazrat Shaykh, read it and read it as lessons, sabaks, little bit, and try and absorb it properly. Read Durood Sharif and see how Allah will protect us. The three quls have got so much of protection. Let us read it regularly. All of us, many, we have heard of it many times. Ask ourselves, today after Maghrib did I read it, which is not long ago. After Fajr did I read it. We're not taking. And our condition is such, once we were traveling, and a little grandchild said that the signboards they put there, that is a camera in front. Say, why they put that? Then everyone will know now there's a camera. So nobody will get caught. They mustn't put it. Then they can trap the people. But in spite of that, if you are warned, hey, and the front motorist flashes his lights also to you, still how many of us go and we get caught? So Allah Ta'ala has given us warning so much, but we still get caught. Hey, this dunya's temptation, Allah's warning, and Allah Ta'ala sent the Anbiya alayhi salam. Allah sent so many kitabs, then the effort of the Sahaba and the great ulama, until now, presently, Jamaat efforts which are being made, how they are going from door to door, person to person. One interesting also encouragement for us and to get our thinking in order. Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abul Ghudda, a great Sheikh of Syria, but he spent most of his life, perhaps his whole life, in Saudi. He explains that in the 60s, a Jamaat from Bangladesh came. And he was still a young person at that time. Amongst other things, they taught him how to make khususi mulaqat, gasht, to get people to come to the masjid. Go to the bazaar, speak to the people, what they are occupied in, come to the masjid. He said, I tried a lot, over 100 people, I couldn't get anyone to come. One day I got one person to come. And it was like my Eid, I managed to get today somebody to come to the masjid, to the house of Allah. It was somewhere near Maghrib, after Asr, near Maghrib time. So he brought him to the masjid. As they entered, all the musallis, they took their shoes and started hitting us. I was protecting this person that I brought him, now they are hitting him, and they hitting me also. And then just the imam emerged at that time, and he recognized Sheikh Abdul Fattah. So he said, what you people doing? Such a great Sheikh, such a great alim, and you people hitting him like this? They said, all the musallis told him that this person he brought is smelling leaker. Hey, how can he come to the masjid like this? How can he bring a person like this? That this leaker smell is coming from his mouth all the time. So then he told him, leave him. That what you call it, this is a great sheikh and that he has brought him. And then they told that person, the sheikh then explained the imam. He said, tell him, go home, bath, cleanse yourself properly. By all means you can come to the masjid, no problem. But this leaker smell that it's coming so strong, that's not right for the masjid. But he was adamant, I'm not going. Namaz had to start, it was Maghrib time. The adhan was given, namaz started. And then they said, okay, you make namaz one side. He made namaz one side, he went for sajda, not lifting his head. They thought he doesn't know about namaz, how to make namaz. He's a person who doesn't know. When they went, he was, Allah Ta'ala took his roh. In namaz, so we don't know whose position is what by Allah. We are not to judge anyone whatsoever. And we must beg of Allah that He shows kindness to us also. So how our maut comes is not in our hands. We have to keep on trying and we have to beg. We are beggars in the court of Allah Ta'ala. And we have to keep on begging. Allah is the one superior. يَفْعَلُ لِمَا يُرِيدُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Everything Allah does as He pleases. Our work is to keep on begging. We are not here to judge other people. We are here to prepare for ourselves. And where have we got time to become judges? And go and judge and make judgments for other people. And also judgments without any evidence being laid. Not on this, not positive, not negative, no evidence. But we are just making judgments. And we worry about ourselves. That what and how is our maut? How is our old age going to come? How is our maut going to come? Allah have mercy upon us. So time is short. It's not to waste in this material things of this dunya. It is for the life. And that life, this dunya's life, maybe 100 years. Who can really expect to live for 100 years? But if we do, that is about the limit of it. Few people will go over 100. And most of us, between 60 and 70 is the lifespan. But most of us, we are going from this dunya before 60 and 70. And then the akhirat's life is not 1,000 years, not 10,000 years, not 100,000, not 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, this dunya, not to show my authority, not to enjoy myself. It is given to prepare for that eternal life. And fortunate may Allah in His fadl and karam help us and guide us that we prepare. And then again Allah Ta'ala is so merciful. You prepare for that life, He makes your life of dunya also. This dunya is the shadow of akhirat. If you change the shadow, you get nothing. But you change the object, the shadow comes with. So akhirat is our real object. Chase akhirat. Work for akhirat. And Allah will give us dunya also. It will come with. And Allah will make it peaceful and comfortable. مَنْ عَمِلَ الصَّالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرِينَ أُنْثَى وَمُؤْمِنَ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi translated, Mazedar Zindagi, a life of enjoyment. And Allah has emphasized it with Lam Taqeed, Nun Thaqeela. There's so much emphasis, and it's the word of Allah. And it's in the Quran Sharif. What absolute, there's no doubt in it. Allah give us tawfiq to see things in the right way, and not to see things in the wrong way, as Abdul Hay Arifi. Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi, Rahmatullah Ali, said, we'll end up on that. He says, Kidar ja raha hai, kidar dekh raha hai. Where are you going and where are you looking? Qadam basu-e marqad. Your legs, you are going towards your qabr. Nazar basu-e dunya. And your eyes, you are looking at dunya. And we know little children, they like to play the chasing game. And they chase one another and they run wild chasing one another. And they are looking the opposite side and they're running the other side. Next unfortunate thing, he knocks his head in the door. Or against the wall or something. And you have another problem. This is what we are doing. We are all going to the qabr, but our eyes are to the dunya all the time. We are going to the qabr, look to the qabr and prepare for the qabr. And then you yourself will be looking forward to more. And you will be enjoying as the time comes closer, the more enjoyment you will come. Every person, as he's returning home, the more closer home comes, the more enjoyment he gets. So our real home is the life of the akhirat. Adam alayhi salam, our great grandfather, was from Jannat. We are all from Jannat. We have to return back. So we have come here to prepare for there, not for here. Not for what we're going to leave behind. We have come to prepare for that which is eternal. May Allah give me an all proper understanding and guide us to righteousness, inshallah.